All right. week three OTAs. The guys are continuing to work hard. We still got a lot of things that we got to get cleaned up, a lot of things that we got to get better at. But the guys are working at it, and we're trying to get better. And I think it's all about really a mindset, and a mindset that every day we come out here, we're competing against the other 31 teams in the National Football League. And so with that being said, that's what we're trying to do, and I'll open it up to questions.
DJ, do you expect him back before training camp, or is it?
You know, it's hard to tell. You know, initially I was hopeful of that. Again, we're day by day with DJ. Hopefully we'll have him out here because he needs the work.
What would you say has been the most significant progress since the beginning of OTAs?
Well, you know, I think we've made progress in a lot of different areas. One, just coming together as a team. I mean, we've got significant turnover on this football team from where we were last year. So, I mean, I think that's been the most significant progress. But there's still a lot of learning that has to be done. We're probably about halfway through as far as the installation is concerned and what all we're going to put in and kind of the core of what we're going to be as a football team. So I've seen a lot of areas where we've improved, but there's still a lot of areas that we got to continue to work on, and that's what this time of year is for.
What have you seen from Tyvon Branch, and are you pleased so far?
Well, he's the same Tyvon that we've had here. He comes out to work every day. He competes every day. And, you know, I've seen some good things from him just from, you know, understanding the system and what we're trying to get accomplished and learning. I think he's gotten better on some technique issues that he needs to work to improve on. And if he continues to work the way that he has, I would expect that we'd have a good player in him.
You don't feel like he's lost a step at all?
No, not at all.
What have you seen from Menelik?
You know, Menelik's a guy that obviously didn't get much work last year, and so he was behind the learning curve. But I've seen significant improvement in Menelik this year. Number one, he's been out here every day, and I think that's important for him. He's improving on his technique. I think that's where you get young guys specifically. They've got a lot of technique and fundamental work that they've got to improve on, whether it be footwork, hand placement, whatever the case may be. So I've seen some improvement in that regard from him, and he's got to continue to work on that. And I think his mindset's been the right way. I mean, he's attacked this offseason with a purpose, and the purpose to earn a starting spot on that offensive line. So hopefully he'll continue to improve the way he has so far in the OTAs.
With everything that happened last year, getting the injury right before training camp and having setbacks and things like that, when we would talk to him at times, he really seemed down and disappointed. Did you at any time have to have a talk with him to pull him out of that, or was that any concern at all?
Well, you know, some of that, this game's a psychological game. I mean, it's 90% mental, and so you know, you have to evaluate each case on an individual basis, and sometimes you want to see guys that have setbacks or have adversity. You want to see them be able to fight through and how they go about fighting through that. Sometimes it's a case where you got to pick a guy up. Sometimes you got to kick him in the tail. But I've seen the thing I like about where Menelik is right now. I like his mindset. I like his mentality, and I like the way he's going about doing his job and the way he's working.
Fadden got a lot of work today returning kickoffs. Is that an option?
I think anything's an option. You know, again, we're looking at a lot of different things, a lot of people in a lot of different areas. There's a ton of things that aren't set. Everything's written in pencil right now. So we're going to continue to look not only that, but a lot of other areas where guys can help our team win. Well, I think he's had significant improvement. You know, he's, you know, from a rep standpoint, he probably hadn't got as many reps as the other guys. But again, like I said before, he's very smart. He's a highly intelligent guy. He comes out here and he works every day. And that's, you know, that's to be expected. And that's one of the reasons why we took the player, because we like the player. We like his skill set, and we like his mindset.
Had some players that participated last week in a benefit basketball game against the 49ers. you know, one sense it's their time and they're working for a foundation to raise some money. On the other sense, they're professionals and you need them out here. What did you talk to them about that, or was there any sort of discussion on whether they should play?
Number one, I'm happy that we were able to get through that without any injuries. I think the intent is the right intent to raise money for charity. I wasn't in agreement with the way in which they went about doing it, because again, they're paid to play football, and anytime you put that at risk, I mean, you're taking a significant risk. But again, that's these are grown men, you know, and they make decisions on what they want to do with their personal time, and that was a decision that those guys took part in. Again, the thing I'm happy about is we were able to get out of that without any injuries, and really my focus now is solely on this team and this team getting better, and what do we need to do to continue to improve out here on the football field.
It seemed like Justin Tuck and Kevin Burnett weren't here with those absences that you knew about, and yeah, these things are voluntary.
Yeah, it was things that I knew about, and again, I'm really focused on, you know, what we're doing out here on the practice field.
James Jones was off to the side.
He's got a hamstring. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Looks like Gabe Jackson got some work at first team guard. Obviously, you picked him high. What have you seen so far? Have you been encouraged by what you've seen? What have been your first impressions of Gabe?
I like Gabe. I liked him when he came out in the draft. I've liked what I've seen on the practice field. You know, mentally is where he's got to really work to continue to improve. You know, because anytime you get in this situation as a rookie, you're behind from a mental standpoint. And just picking up the offense, not to mention the physical aspect of the game. But the things I like about Gabe, I think Gabe is he's a good athlete for a player of his size. And I think he's got very good power. And he's a lot better pass protector than people might think. So I've been impressed with him. I'm pleased with his progress, and he's got to continue to work.
This is the mental part of it you talked about with him. Is help being a four-year starter in the SEC, how much does that help him sort of in the transition?
Well, I think that helps. I mean, anytime you can play at that high of a level in college and have that many repetitions, I think that's positive. But again, it doesn't matter how many plays you play in college, you come in and you're behind. And he's playing catch-up from a mental standpoint. But again, we've got some time to get him up to speed. And if he continues to work, he'll have a chance.
Overall, what do you think of your offensive line compared to what you had last year?
Well, I like where we're at. I like the versatility. I like the depth. And, you know, it's all about using this time in OTAs, minicamp coming up next week. And then when we get into training camp, you know, meshing together as a unit. The one thing that we didn't have an opportunity to do a lot of last year was get the same five guys working together. And I think that's important, especially at that position, because, you know, all five guys at that position, the offensive line, really have to work as one. And they have to all see the picture the same exact way, because the picture changes once the ball snaps. So I've been pleased with what we've been able to accomplish offensive line-wise, and I like where we're at.
Yeah,
along the same lines, Coach, with the additions of the quarterback and a lot of the other pieces on offense, how excited are you to watch this offensive identity come together?
Well, I think that's part of anytime you have as much turnover as we've had, I mean, I think the exciting part is trying to figure out exactly what that identity is going to be. And I think we have a core set of values of what we want to be able to do and how we want to be able to attack people offensively. And now it's about breaking it down to the minute details and really being precise in what we're doing, not only offensively, but defensively and in the kicking game as well.
It's not a lot of stability in the offensive line, but having the center back, it's the same system that you guys were running last year. How does that ease other guys in terms of the transition?
Well, I think Wiz has been a solid piece to that offensive line. He's a little bit of the glue that kind of holds the thing together because he's highly intelligent again. We put a lot on him from a recognition standpoint, whether it be front, stunts, blitzes, all that is part of the process. And to have somebody of his ability level and his intelligence level kind of running things in there is key for our success.
Donald Penn, by his own admission, had said he didn't have a good year in Tampa last year. But in the years he did play well there, what did you like about him?
Yeah, well, I think the thing that Donald has great feet. And he's really good and has been really good in pass protection. And so that was one of the things that we looked at. And not to mention the fact that Ole's had an opportunity to work with him and kind of understand him a little bit and you know what the buttons are that you have to push to kind of drive him a little bit. And I've been pleased with what I've seen out of Donald, and I'm hoping for a big year out of him.
Both you and Coach Olson in the past have expressed a little frustration with Denarius Moore. You think he's ready to take the next step? What have you seen with Denarius this offseason and now?
Well, I think we're still working through that. I don't think he's not unlike a lot of guys we have on the football team. He's still got a lot of improvement that he's got to make. I've seen some strides, and hopefully he'll continue to make those strides. I think, like I was talking about earlier, with all these guys, the attention to detail is where we got to work to continue to improve, and that's with all these guys, because that's what. The margin for error in the NFL is very minute, very small. And so the ability to be precise in everything you do is critical to having success.
Do you need in your offense to have that home run hitter at a wide receiver, or can you get by with having a group of good guys?
You need a bunch of good football players. And you need your good football players to step up and make plays when you need them to. And there's a lot of different ways that you can accomplish that goal. I feel like we have some weapons on the offensive side of the ball, and our job as coaches is to put them in position to let them have success, and that's what we plan on doing.